أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن يثقفوكم يكونوا لكم أعداء ويبسطوا إليكم أيديهم وألسنتهم بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون. لن تنفعكم أرحامكم ولا أولادكم يوم القيامة يفصل بينكم والله بما تعملون بصير. صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the surah, we discussed the reason for the revelation of the surah, or the circumstances in which the verses of this surah was revealed. That Hatib ibn Abi Balta radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had written a letter to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, and in it a gesture, a pointer to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in preparation to march onto Makkah Mukarramah. And the reason that he did it, he was from Yemen. He was not a person of Makkah, but his family was in Makkah Mukarramah, his immediate family. And he thought that he will get some favor from the people of Makkah by writing this letter. Others obviously had families and tribes to look after, their immediate relatives that were still in Makkah Mukarramah. He had no one, and he thought that if he writes this letter, then the people of Makkah will be somewhat kind and compassionate towards his immediate relatives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَثْقَفُوكُمْ يَكُونُوا لَكُمْ أَعْدَاءَ. That if the people of Makkah get the upper hand upon you, in other words, if perchance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the opportunity to overpower you, then what will happen is they will become your enemies. There will be no bond of friendship. There will be no consideration for the fact that you had written this letter. But for them, it will be enmity upon enmity. وَيَبُسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالسُّوءِ. And they will stretch their hand out to you, and also they will stretch their tongues out to you. This is an expression that is used, bisu, that they will not spare any physical force, nor would they spare any words, but whatever they do with their hands, whatever they do with their physical selves, whatever they speak, all of it will be evil against you. So your writing this letter, in actual fact, is not going to, would not have any impact, even if they had received this letter and they were warned sufficiently, they could have prepared to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them the upper hand, then they would have not spared anything, but they would have met you with absolute evil and would force. وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ. And they desired that you also become disbelievers, you also leave the fold of Islam, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They do not desire anything good for you, but that you become like them, and obviously you become disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَن تَنْفَعُكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, neither would your close relatives nor your children be of any avail to you. That is, if they are in the state of disbelief, if they are in the state of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would not have any benefit to you whatsoever, neither would they be able to intercede on your behalf in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor would you be a beneficiary of any form of reward that they could have passed over to you. In other words, there is absolutely no benefit that would reach you if they had not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yafsilu bainakum, it is Allah Rabbul Izzat that will judge the matters between you, and all that is left into the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes, Allah sees your deeds, your actions, what you do. So all that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it very clear that in the one hand, at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from making the disbelievers our bosom friends, in that now we begin to connive with them, we become obsessed with them, we become impressed with their way of life, or anything of that sort. All of that must be left out. And number two is that these type of favors that you try to do at the risk of Islam, at the risk of their overpowering the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that needs to stop. Because if they do overpower, Allah forbid, then obviously they will have no consideration for your well-being or the well-being of your families whatsoever. So you should have remained very firm with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and obviously you should not have exposed any single secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.